It's Tim Finch again here from the Taunton Flower Show Committee. I'm sitting with, or standing with, Anne Lehman. Anne Lehman, you've been one of our many faithful volunteers over the years, as indeed a lot of people are with the show. But you've been doing something really quite specific on behalf of the show recently, I believe. Tell us a little bit about the history of the show and the research you've been involved in and the book.
Well, we do house history for people, and we were researching the history of our house, and we came across a book by Robin Bush of Taunton, who said he thought the flower show started in 1851, which surprised us because everybody knows it started in 1866. However, when we were looking at another book by him, he said it was 1831 that the flower show started, and we said, no, that's a typing error, obviously. But anyway, my husband went to the Heritage Centre and started looking at newspapers for 1831, and lo and behold, there was the flower show. And we have traced it from 1831 up to the present date, which makes it the oldest, longest running flower show in the country.
It's absolutely fabulous news, this. Now, we haven't got too much time left on this short recording, but tell us what we announced this last year, and we now put it on our branding, 1831, oldest flower show in the nation. But you've taken this a bit further, I believe, and have been looking at putting a book together. Tell us about that briefly.
Yes, we've put a booklet together for this year, and it's 80 pages long, A4. And in that, we've included articles from the shows all the way up through, and we've included things like Veitch, who brought a lot of new plant introductions to the show, and various local nurseries. We've got an insight into Taunton back in the 1830s and 40s, because we had no railway then. We've got the transportation of plants, and all that sort of thing, and all the people involved in the show, which was set up by the gentry for their gratification, if you like, to begin with.
And were the early shows, do we know if they were in Vivery Park?
No, the early shows were on the parade in the assembly rooms, and we had in the first year, 1831, we had two shows, but then we had three and four shows a year for a bit of time, and we had them in the market house on the side of the assembly rooms, and also in Castle Green we had a show there in the Winchester Arms, believe it or not.
Well, I think on the mention of a pub we'll stop there, but Anne, it's really good to talk to you, and well done for all this hard work. I hope some of our members and followers will look forward to reading that when it comes out. Thank you.
Thank you.